All things Randy at randyrhodes.com.
Go for launch.
Speaking truth to power, the Randy Rhodes Show.
This is a pandemic. I felt it was a pandemic long before it was called a pandemic. All you had to do is look at other countries.
Have you been briefed by the CDC?
I have.
Are the words about a pandemic at this point?
No, we're not at all, and we have it totally under control. It's one person coming in from China, and we have it under control. It's going to be just fine.
Even that was a lie. January 11th, we had the first community spread. All these words that we've now learned, right? January 11th, we had the first community spread. CNBC, asked him about this, and it's under control. In fact, there is an entire calendar of his lies.
We have it totally under control. It's one person coming in from China.
We think we have it very well under control.
We pretty much shut it down. Coming in from China?
You know, in April, supposedly, it dies with the hotter weather.
When it gets warm, historically, that has been able to kill the virus.
The people are getting better. They're all getting better.
And the 15 within a couple of days is going to be down to close to zero.
It's going to disappear. One day, it's like a miracle. It will disappear.
And you'll be fine.
They're going to have vaccines, I think, relatively soon.
Not only the vaccines, but the therapies. Therapies is sort of another word for cure.
You're talking about very small numbers in the United States.
Our numbers are lower than just about anybody.
It's really working out. And a lot of good things are going to happen.
And we are responding with great speed and professionalism.
It's going to go away.
Yeah. No, I don't take responsibility at all.
We're going to all be great. We're going to be so good. This came up. We came up so suddenly.
This is a pandemic. I felt it was a pandemic long before it was called a pandemic. All you had to do is look at other countries.
The coronavirus. You know that, right? Coronavirus. And this is their new hoax. We're 15 people in this massive country. And because of the fact that we went early. We could have had a lot more than that. We're doing great. Our country is doing so great.
That was yesterday's number, 5,000. Today's number is over 7,000. 7,000. We are exponentially increasing every 12 hours. Every 12 hours. And that is why we have to unify our party. We have got to get away from this particular kind of demagogue. We have to get rid of him. This man is a dearth of information. He is a liar. He is a cheat. He is a fraud. And he's dangerous. And we've been saying that since before he was inaugurated. And then yesterday we read you that article, or at least referred you to it, that clearly showed that Donald Trump was mandatorily, by law, obligated to attend a transition briefing. And the subject of the briefing was the number one threat that the United States faced. And it was a global pandemic. It was given the name coronavirus. It was called H9N2. And it had an exercise that showed what a whole of government response would look like, would be required, what parts of the government should be freed to do and what they should. And this man just didn't pay any attention. People that were in that meeting fell asleep, like Wilbur Ross. Betsy DeVos walked around that meeting saying, "This is so stupid. What? Education." She's the Secretary of Education. Your schools have been shut down because no preparedness, no testing. No one knows who has, who doesn't have. You know, we just found out that West Virginia only had 40 tests. No tests, no cases. And that's why, you know, the people in West Virginia, I think they thought they prayed it away or something. So the reason why they didn't have any recorded cases, they do now, is because all they had was 40 tests for the whole freaking state. This after the World Health Organization, whose tests, by the way, were 100% accurate. Our tests did not work, but the World Health Organization tests were refused by this president because of the private sector, right? Because Azar is a big pharma executive. I mean, this is just so sick. It's so wrong. And now all of a sudden, I always said it was a pandemic. You know, he never said it was a pandemic. And now you've got all these snake oil salesmen, Trump's spiritual advisor, Paula White, this crazy, crazy bat crap woman. She's on the television exploiting coronavirus as a way to get people to give her $91. A $91 seed. She's claiming her church is a hospital. I'm not kidding.
Churches do so much, not just from a humanitarian standpoint, but the greatest thing we do is bring spiritual truths that transform. What we do as ministers of the gospel is so vitally important because every single day we are a hospital to the sick. Not necessarily the physically sick, though we also help take care of that. Many churches have health centers, etc.
We don't.
But we are a hospital for those who are soul sick.
Soul sick.
Those who are spiritually sick.
Oh my God.
Because we bring forth the word of God and we bring forth truth that gets deep down in your soul in the way you think and you feel about things. Maybe you'd like to sow a $91 seed, and that's just putting your faith with Psalm 91 or maybe $9 or whatever God tells you to do.
Okay, this would be disgusting if she was just a run-of-the-mill televangelist, but she's not a run-of-the-mill televangelist. She is literally working for the administration, and she is using her access to the White House to personally profit from a pandemic. She's not the only one that's doing it. There are plenty of grifters and snake oil salesmen.
Silver solution would be effective.
Able to eliminate it within 12 hours.
Yeah.
Totally eliminate it, kills it, and deactivates it.
Yeah.
Now, beneath the beard, that's Jim Baker, the OG disgraced televangelist. Because back in the day, I remember he served prison time for fraud. And
yes.
I guess old habits die hard. Because the FBA sent Baker's company and six others a cease and desist letter saying that they consider, quote, the sale and promotion of fraudulent COVID-19 products to be a threat to public health. You also might not be shocked to find that 9/11 truther and Sandy Hook conspiracy theorist Alex Jones also trying to get in on the grift, peddling silver-laden toothpaste that he says will kill the coronavirus at, quote, point-blank range. Now, this is a guy who Donald Trump once praised, by the way, as having an amazing reputation. There's a bunch of bogus coronavirus cures being pushed in the form of teas and essential oils. Even some folks on social media suggesting you drink bleach.
Out! Oh.
But the coronavirus scams don't only come in a bottle. They also come via email with ramped up malware and phishing schemes attached to official looking coronavirus updates. And the State Department warning of an influx of fake social media accounts, possibly Russian, designed to foment confusion and fear.
Great. Beware is the message here. Beware. Be very discerning about emails and opening them. And listen, did you? I'm sure you did. I mean, I'm a degenerate online shopper. I think everybody knows this. And so I've gotten, you know, messages from, oh my God, you know, Journeys sneakers, right? I've gotten messages from Saks Off Fifth. I've gotten messages from Kohl's. I've gotten messages from Pottery Barn, Crate and Barrel, Pottery Barn Teen. I don't know what I ever bought there. But be very discerning about which emails you're going to open. They all say the same thing. We're wishing you the best. We're going to close our stores. Just better yet, just delete them. I just... Phishing schemes to get you to reset your password, phishing schemes to get you to open an email, get your IP address. This is bizarre. This is ugly. This is hateful. And all of these, you know, instant cures being hawked by the likes of these grifters, just say no.